It shoved the lever up, and by standing on tiptoe, Johnny could see that the disc went backward from the way it had gone. The monster pulled the lever down again. The object said,
"Excuse me, but I am..."
The monster centered the lever, and the machine stopped. Then it pushed the lever up, and the machine went backward again. Johnny tried to look under the machine and back of it. The thing wasn't alive, surely. It didn't have ears or a nose or a mouth. Yes, it did have a mouth. A circle low down in front of it. But the mouth didn't move. Sound just came out of it. And it was talking Johnny's language. The monster pushed the lever down again, and the object said,
"Excuse me, but I am your..."
This time, Johnny saw that some odd squiggles had been showing up in the top window and a strange face in the lower window. Once more, the monster pushed the lever up and the disc on top went backward. Then the monster centered the lever. It pointed a talon at Johnny's head and then at the object. Johnny noticed then that the monster had been moving the lever off-center all positions to the left. The monster now moved the lever all the way over to the right and down, and different squiggles appeared, but the same picture showed. And the machine said something in some strange tongue. The monster backed it up and put the lever in the left, right, center, and down. Different squiggles, same lower picture, but an entirely different set of sounds. Behind the face mask, the monster seemed to smile. It repeated the last maneuver again and pointed to itself. Johnny suddenly understood that that was the monster's language. Johnny's interest was immediate, intense, and flaming. He reached up and pushed the monster's paw away. It was hard to reach because the table was so high and big, but Johnny made nothing of that. He moved the lever up and to the left. Then he moved it down. The machine said,
"Excuse me, but I am your instructor."
Then Johnny did the same operation in the right-hand position, and it said something that was language but strange. Then he did it in the center position, and it spoke again in the language of the cyclos. The monster was looking at him closely, even suspiciously. It bent way over and peered back into Johnny's face. The flickering amber eyes slitted. Then it made a doubtful motion toward the machine as though it would pick it up and carry it off. Johnny slapped the huge hands away and fastened again on the lever. He put it in the left track and let it roll.
"Excuse me,"
the machine said.
"But I am your instructor, if you will forgive such arrogance. I do not have the honor to be a cyclo. I am but a lowly chinko."
The face in the bottom window bowed twice and put a hand over its eyes.
"I am Joga Stenko, Junior Assistant Language Slave in the Language Division of the Department of Culture and Ethnology, Planet Earth."
Squiggles were running rapidly in the upper window.
"Forgive my presumption, but this is a course of study in reading and speaking the man languages of English and Swedish. On the left-hand track of the record, I hope you will have no trouble in finding English. On the right-hand track, you will find the same text in Swedish. On the center track, the same text is in Cyclo, the noble language of conquerors. The written equivalent in each case appears in the upper window, and suitable pictures appear in the lower window. You will pardon my humble pretensions of learnedness. All wisdom abides in the governors of Cyclo, and one of their major companies, the great and mighty Intergalactic Mining Company, on which, let there be profit.